That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. How are you?
I am doing well, yes. I'm down in Dunedin watching the students all arrive back after their break, and in a cold, chilly, bleak environment, it's great to see students filling the place.
Sounds real pleasant.
Are you doing some guest lectures down there, Peter?
I'm doing a lecture, yes, tonight, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the topic that you've chosen for us to talk about this afternoon is the Orthodox Church in Russia?
Well, Orthodox Church throughout, and especially because it's the Orthodox Easter that's just happened. See, they're running on a Gregorian...
Or they're running on the Julian calendar, which is Julius Caesar?
Rather than the Gregorian calendar. So they're well, only a week late, which seems odd, because I thought it's a lot more dates than that it's behind. But I think Easter is calculated on a different basis.
I had a look online, and it said that they were 13 days behind...
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's because if you go into Russia, you always step back in time by 13 days. But then the calculation of Easter, which is far too difficult for me to fathom, but it's something to do with the days from the full moon, a quarter of the way through the year, that's used to calculate Easter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is Orthodox more popular than unorthodox?
Orthodox simply means a brand of Christianity.
Right.
Of course, like Catholic actually just means a brand of Christianity, because Catholic, originally the word means universal, and the Orthodox choose the word Orthodox to mean that they've got it all correct in their faith, and the two rival companies spite each other by means of their self-title.
Okay, cool. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's a little fantastic little piece of nonsense that I discovered about the Orthodox Easter, though, which the Catholics can't possibly outdo. By an extraordinary miracle, every Easter, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem bursts. There's a burst of flame that appears. And this is the new fire of Easter.
Is it any relation to the Olympic torch?
It's a bit like the Olympic torch. Probably the Olympic torch comes from the same sort of origin, because this sounds to me like a pagan notion, somehow baptized, although you wouldn't want to baptize water.
I love it. I'm seeing a real pyrotechnics display in my mind, though. Is that the...
So it gets better than that.
These days,
the miracle has to come a little bit early so that the new flame can be taken to every Orthodox country in the world.
How do you manage that? How do you manage taking fire?
Everyone lights a derry.
Take flames onto planes. I was reading about the Bulgarian Air Force this year, because Bulgaria got its own separate flame. It didn't have to borrow one from Greece.
Okay.
So the Bulgarian Air Force was sent to Jerusalem to collect the flame and to bring the flame back to Sofia.
Does the flame fly first class?
Yes, definitely.
I thought it was no smoking on planes these days.
Unfortunately, in a sealed container. But,
okay.
What?
Every courier carries a Bic lighter as well, just in case?
Yes. I would say they would have to.
That's a French brand.
In case the flame were to disappoint. I suspect the Bic lighter might have got used in Jerusalem in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre as well, but let us not go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
sounds quite tilted, actually, the scenario.
Yeah.
Orthodoxy, and this is where the Putin story comes in. Orthodoxy is, remember, a series of national churches. Orthodox people have never completely agreed on a structure like the Catholic Church, which has got a pope at the head. And there's, in effect, rival patriarchs that sort of try to run their section of the church. And so the Ukrainians have fallen out with the Russians, and the Bulgarians are establishing themselves separate from the Greeks, etc., etc. So it's a shambles, which means that a lot of traditions never get challenged. And that leads us to Putin, because it means that the Russian Orthodox Church could not possibly be polluted by anything from outside. Russian Church is as pure Russian as you can get.
It seems strange, given that the Soviets tried to stamp out religion not that long ago. Why? Yep. Why have they done a U-turn?
Well, in effect, Putin is using orthodoxy as the substitute for Marxism. I mean, it's really very, very striking.
Right.
Putin has backed orthodoxy all the way because orthodoxy, as a truly Russian phenomenon, provides what people look to religion to supply, you know, moral and ethical and respectable judgment. Mm. And so Putin, my goodness, the things that Putin does as orthodox, apparently back in January, he did, on the anniversary of Christ's baptism, he jumped into a frozen lake. And then, of course, all the other Russian officials had to jump in following him.
That's great.
In order to show his true devotion.
Okie dokie. And then straight into the sauna after that kind of thing. I think I've done this before, actually.
Of course. But Putin being Putin, I'm quite sure his private comforts were attended to. And probably a few of his enemies were
He knows how to pose for a picture. You can't fault him on that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Very striking,
this
man.
This is the person who uses the palaces of the Tsars to show that he has that sense of moment, hasn't he? Mm.
Now, really quite interesting. What part does the church play in Putin's plans for everlasting power in Russia?
There's no question about it that there's an incestuous relationship between... oh, my goodness, that's a bit strong. there is a close relationship of mutual support that comes between the Russian patriarch, that's the patriarch of the Orthodox Church, a very ancient position that was abolished by the Tsars because it was a threat to the power, and actually restored by the communist government, and has become a more and more important official. So this is effectively a government position of heading the church, and persons are carefully selected with a great deal of government interference to make sure that they will speak the Russian speak that's required for the circumstance.
Mm.
It makes it very messy because, remember, there's a lot of Russian Orthodox in Canada and the USA.
Right.
And they're, at the present time, in a real cleft stick because... from outside of Russia, of course, Putin looks anything but attractive.
Mm.
Seeing the Orthodox Church towing the party line as it does, the only good thing about it is all those extra churches being built or rebuilt.
I read that there was 3 churches a day springing up in Russia.
Yes, there's a phenomenal increase in churches. Not that they're vastly attended. Most Russians might have, you know, some degree of orthodoxy, there was nearly 80 years when many Russians would have had no experience of religion.
It seems so weird that so many of them
would
swing back towards it.
Well, if you want to be like the rest of the world and you see the outside world, John, and you want to be like them, I guess you get influenced, don't you?
But when I look at the pictures of these Russian Orthodox churches, I don't see them full of young people.
Right.
So I don't know that young people are flocking to the church like that, but I think it's just part of, this is the current Russian propaganda, like they didn't flock to go to the Communist Party meetings anymore.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Peter.
Well, that was a good one, Peter. Thank you kindly.
Very interesting.
Interesting story. All right, very good.
We'll catch you next Monday.
Enjoy your lecture in Dunedin.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
See you later.